This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That was a mess.
That was a wreck. It was really hard to even hear anyone talking.
Do we think raising the minimum wage to a living wage? Do we think building the millions of units of affordable housing that we need? Do we think raising taxes on billionaires is a radical idea?
Quiet! Thank you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Authoritarianism of any stripe is bad. But that is different than saying that governments occasionally do things that are good.
We're not going to win these critical House and Senate races if people in those races have to explain why the nominee of the Democratic Party is telling people to look at the bright side of the Castro regime.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Well, you know, I thought that Biden had his best night.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
Biden probably had his best debate. He was not just forceful, but he was substantive.
And if we don't... Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Biden had a great night because he looked presidential. He talked about the Ebola virus.
I was part of making sure that pandemic did not get to the United States, saved millions of lives.
Take it easy. You're not Superman.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I got my first job as a special education teacher. I was visibly pregnant. The principal gave my job to someone else.
It was all bullshit.
I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And my husband's view of it was, stay home.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, the CBS debate among the Democratic contenders for the presidential nomination last night in South Carolina. Dumpster, I guess the best way to put it, yelling and screaming. And it was special. And we found out that Joe Biden is Superman. He's Forrest Gump, Walter Mitty. He's all things to all people. Is there anything he can't do? He's a public defender. He fights corn pop. He solves the Ebola epidemic. He writes legislation protecting women. Everything. He does everything. But, you know, in spite of it all, he can't do everything. And Bernie Sanders voted against the gun bill, and since 2007, 150 million Americans. You just live in a nice neighborhood. That's the only reason you don't have. In most parts of the country, half the population has been wiped out in the last 13 years, according to Joe Biden. I'm quoting Joe. I'm quoting Uncle Joe here. Am I not, Grace?
You are. He's a Joe of all trades. There's nothing he can't do except get those numbers right.
Yeah, and
that's his one downfall, is the statistics.
And, you know, we're from Massachusetts, so we pay particular attention to the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. And you imagine our surprise last night when she, in her attempt to take out Michael Bloomberg, Mini Mike, she resorted to a story that was thoroughly debunked months ago about how she was fired from her first teaching job down in New Jersey because she was quote unquote visibly pregnant. Now, that story was debunked by the minutes of the school board meeting which said that her resignation was accepted with regret. That doesn't sound like she was fired. The local newspaper story of the minutes of the meeting, and most significantly, by her own comments many years later at a an event in Berkeley, California, back in 2007, where she said she didn't want to take all the education courses. She didn't really care that much for being a primary school teacher. So she quit and went home. But last night, even after that story was debunked and the video was posted on numerous websites of her saying she quit of her own volition, she returned to it. And nobody called her out on it. And the CBS moderators were below average at best. But I think the reason they didn't go after her on that, well, for one, I don't think they knew about it. Because they weren't exactly up on the race in any form. They didn't see, they knew less than your average wino down on the corner. But I think they left Elizabeth Warren alone because what does it matter at this point? She's a short timer, as they say. She will be gone after Super Tuesday, and Super Tuesday is only 6 days away, I think. So, Grace. Grace has got the news of the day.
I do, and you just gave me a great little introduction to it because the Globe has endorsed Elizabeth Warren.
The Boston Globe, for those of you who are outside of the New England area.
Every Democrat wants to know who can beat Donald Trump. None has a crystal ball, though many remain in pursuit of the elusive mirage that is electability. Blah, 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 blah. We want Elizabeth Warren. That was a quick summary.
Well, as the New York Times put it when they endorsed her, she's a gifted storyteller, and we saw it again last night in South Carolina.
So you know how the Boston Globe has on the side of the website all of the ranking of the stories?
Right, most popular stories. All the newspapers have that.
The number one was the Globe endorses Elizabeth Warren, and number two was Bernie Sanders had a really bad debate night. And I thought, isn't that convenient?
Hey, Boston Globe, just keep whistling through the graveyard.
Exactly. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't mind if Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee. She knows a lot of people are freaking out about it. And she says, I think whoever our nominee is, we will enthusiastically embrace and we will win the White House, the Senate, and the House.
She just wants to know if Medicare for All will cover Botox.
Doesn't even need Medicare for All. She should be worried about Bernie Sanders because guess what he's coming for, Miss Nance? He's coming for that vineyard. That vineyard's going to become a reading camp. Get out hooked on phonics because there's no more white wine happening here. It's going to be all communism.
Madam Speaker's got a big birthday party coming up March 26th. 80 is the new 75. Yes, indeed. She's going to turn 80.
Like
her majority leader, Steny Hoyer.
What's that about?
He's 80. He's going to turn 81 in June. And in July, Jim Clyburn, the third ranking guy who endorsed Joe Biden today down in South Carolina, he's going to be 80 in July. Joe's a young whippersnapper. You just don't understand.
508 says, tell Grace that I kept thinking of her every time Elizabeth Warren said, understand this. She does say it a lot. She goes, understand this. Understand this. And Bernie Sanders says, let me be clear. Let me make something very clear.
You know, I think you could make an argument that the best line of the evening, though, came from Minnie Mike. When, she was just haranguing him and hectoring him and scolding him. And he finally said, enough is enough. I think he spoke for all of America when he said that, for once.
I totally agree. And I'm surprised, but we need a pump of the chump today, which shocks me because there was so much material last night. I thought the chump line would be full of Joe Biden jokes because he's got his numbers so far off.
No. Grace, how can there be a lot of chump line messages when half the country has been wiped out by guns in the last 10 years?
You are totally right.
13 years.
I didn't consider that. And that was really insensitive of me. 844-500-4242.
Plus, we're all dying anyway,
press
right? Didn't he say that, too, that it doesn't matter what we do because, there's still going to be South Carolina is going to be flooded. Delaware is going to be flooded. Everybody's going to be dead.
Oh, and did you see AOC's tweet? She said, not one question about climate change. Horrifying.
Not one question about immigration either. The Hispanic advocates were very concerned about that.
I just can't believe that no one says, and here's the problem, is that it would be very easy to take some swings at Bernie Sanders because of his radical agenda. But the truth is, and what we saw last night, is that they don't disagree with his agenda enough to tear it down. They are all basically on the same wavelength as far as Medicare for All. So they can't really attack him. But if they wanted to, why wouldn't they say, Howie, when he says things like, all these other countries have Medicare for All, why wouldn't Pete Buttigieg say, Bernie, you know when anyone has a real problem, they're trying to get here for their health care. You know we have the best hospitals in the world. Well, you know you're not going to Canada to get your heart attack fixed.
Buttigieg did come after him a little bit, you know, after Bernie stopped screaming and waving his arms and said, you know, you keep saying that the other countries have this. And he said, Denmark doesn't have this. You want to destroy the health care plans of everybody in the country. Apparently, except for the culinary workers in Nevada, he told them they're going to have the one private health care plan, the culinary workers in Nevada. Everybody else, it's gone. Just forget about it. But it's going to be great. But the thing is, they won't take him out because they, you know, look at Elizabeth Warren took out Bloomberg last week in Vegas. And so now Bloomberg's numbers are cratering in the polls. But guess what? Elizabeth Warren's numbers are not climbing. So nobody wanted to take a shot at him. It was tactics last night. So they all gave Bernie a pass again. And so he just skates out and he's not exactly undented, but his no one is rising to the challenge. So he's looking like more and more of a certainty to win the Democrat nomination.
It's really pathetic that no one's rising to this challenge. But I was reading
it's too late now. The debates are over. I mean, it's South Carolina Saturday and Super Tuesday is 6 days away.
I was reading a really interesting piece, and I'm going to bring it in for the next segment. But it was basically a guy, an author, I'll have his name for you after the break, who says, listen, it's better that we fight this agenda now than put it off any longer. It's better that Bernie Sanders gets up and shows America what their agenda is right now. We fight communism and then, you know, people have to face it. And my friend sent me a picture yesterday. She was driving through Boston and there was a big Bernie thing over the highway with all blue lights. It said Bernie. And she sent it to me and she couldn't believe it. And I said, this is a good thing. If he gets, and I don't want to be one of those people who, you know, hopes he gets the nomination like they did with Trump and then gets proven wrong. But I'm just saying, if you have two very different ideologies, it forces people to choose. All those people in the center who love to say, I'm not really that into politics, but Trump just kind of seems like a jerk. Well, you know who really seems like a jerk? The guy who wants to take away everything you have and distribute it to everyone else. I can't wait for those people to have to choose. That's why I want Bernie Sanders. And guys,
when are we gonna get some special interest groups like shoplifters for Bernie or pickpockets for Bernie? No, they would see. I mean, that's basically he wants to do that on a national level.
Well, I was walking around Palm Beach this morning. And I just have to say, I was feeling bad for all those Palm Beach houses because I was like, oof, when Bernie takes over, man, this is not going to be good. This is where he's coming to first. And he's taking and he's separating all this stuff out. By the way, guys, if you want to get a really good gift, whether it's for yourself, you want to treat yourself or for someone else, make sure you go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, get a cheap Asher deal. We have deals for the Still Bar and Grill in Agawam, Mass. We have deals for massages. We have just everything you could imagine is on there. And most of it is half off. You're not going to get a better value. So go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store and get your cheap bastard deal.
I think the Still Bar and Grill is very close to being sold out, if not, but It's sold out.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, guys. But there's a lot of other deals on there. So make sure you try, because once Bernie Sanders becomes president, I don't know, the cheap bastard deals might go by the wayside. Who knows?
I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
As I said in your church, Rev, that sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020. The way in which I really mean it.
When did he say that?
Just a few minutes ago.
Sometimes
maybe a couple hours ago.
Or a couple of decades ago, maybe. He's come unstuck in time again. Let me hear that one again.
They do it, and they know it intuitively. As I said in your church, Rev, that sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
I keep waiting to go down. It's 1921, and I want to go down and turn on the television set and see Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivering a fireside chat about the Great Depression. Boy. Well, how was that one being portrayed on social media, Taylor?
I guess he was trying to levy attack against Trump, saying that, you know, that's what it feels like, that it's still 1920, but wasn't phrased the best of ways. Sometimes after my tapioca pudding, I wake up and I think I see a Stanley steamer outside my window.
Or maybe it's a Duesenberg.
A Stutz.
A Pierce Arrow. Yikes. He can't even, you know, Taylor, we were talking yesterday about Edsel's. He's not even in Edsel DeSoto country now. He's way back there.
He's back in LaSalle.
Yeah. He traded in his Surrey with the fringe on top for a LaSalle. Today's poll question is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. Order your free hearing loss information kit today for yourself or a loved one. Call 1-800-353-5200, 1-800-353-5200. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will win the South Carolina primary, Biden, Sanders, or Steyer?
I'm going to say Bernie's going to win.
54% say Bernie, 43% say Joe.
You know, the thing is, people are saying, has Joe Biden always been this bad? And the answer is, we never found out because he never made it as far as South Carolina in his two previous bids for office. 1988 and 2008. He never got as far as South Carolina. He got knocked. I don't even think he made it to 1988. He got knocked out in Iowa in 1987. And 2008, that was the year he talked about Barack America, as he called him, being the first clean, articulate black candidate, which was quite a surprise to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But anyway, 844-500-4242. What have you got for us, Grace?
Well, I'm going to leave you guys with this little headline from the Boston Globe. I was so distracted by their major endorsement of Elizabeth Warren that I didn't realize that there's another story here from the editorial board.
Is this from 2020 or 1920?
This is from 2020. This is from today. It says the GOP primaries, Bill Weld would restore principle to the party. A long shot, yes. But the former Bay State governor is a smart, thoughtful candidate.
Is principal an out-of-print booze label?
Old principal.
Like I drink moderately. I keep a case of it in my car.
Amber-colored fluid, as Bill Weld used to call it back in 1920. I'm Howie Carr. Did you already blow it on your New Year's resolution? Didn't stick to that trendy new diet plan? Stop the roller coaster and get the weight off for good. People still say to me, wow, Howie, you look really great with all that weight off. But it's a lot more than looking better. It really is about feeling better, too. For me, it's about not having to wear a CPAP mask in order to sleep through the night. I'm able to go on bike rides every day. Sometimes I go on two or three. I have much lower blood pressure, a lot more energy. I still eat what I want to eat, but unlike before the sleeve, now I don't overeat. Get the weight off for good. Call Newton Wellesley Weight Loss Center. Call 617-243-3724 or go to nwh.org/weightloss. Don't procrastinate any longer. Whatever your age, whatever your gender, do it. Call 617-243-3724 or go to nwh.org/weightloss.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We hope to be joined shortly by Deanna Lorraine. She is the Republican candidate against Speaker Pelosi in the upcoming elections in November. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of cuts as we wait to get her on. Bloomberg almost made a real Freudian slip. I mean, he basically did. He was talking about how much money he spent in 2018 to elect a Democrat majority to the House of Representatives. And listen to it for yourself. Cut four.
Let's just go on the record. They talked about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
I got them. He bought them, is what he meant to say. Okay. Anyway, so he made Nancy Pelosi speaker. That's what he said. So joining us now is a woman, a Republican from San Francisco, and she wants to make sure that Nancy Pelosi isn't the speaker next year, and whether or not she has a majority in the Democrats or not. Deanna Lorraine is running against Nancy Pelosi. Deanna, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on. How's everyone doing?
Everyone's doing great, and I know you're going to be on a lot of national shows. So we appreciate you being on with us here on Newsmax and on the Howie Carr Radio Network. You know, you got a real boost. You got a real boost today, I think. President Trump, as everybody knows, who's a follower of President Trump on Twitter, he retweeted one of your tweets, didn't he?
Yeah, it was such great timing and great news. You know, he retweeted it, and it couldn't have been a better tweet, too, because it's basically my tweet with a compilation of some of my latest media hits and the kinds of things that I have to say about Nancy, which is she is the embodiment of cultural rot in America, and San Francisco, our district, is the epicenter of cultural rot, and she has let it go down to shame under her watch. And it's time to take it back. It's time to take not only America back with the great American comeback that President Trump is doing so fantastically, but also the great California comeback. And that starts with me. So I'm very happy Trump sees that.
Well, yeah, as you know, the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, I believe is her name, she announced an emergency because of the coronavirus today. I mean, And we're all concerned about the coronavirus, but isn't there another public health emergency in San Francisco that nobody seems to be doing anything about, up to and including the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives?
Well, that's the thing. You know, Mayor London Breed and Nancy Pelosi, they are off doing so many different things that are complete opposite of the priorities that we need to have. Meanwhile, we've got trash piling up on the streets in many parts of San Francisco. We've got needles on the streets. Homelessness has risen 17% in the last year alone, despite $300 million being poured into it. Obviously, those funds are being misused. And yet Nancy Pelosi is spending all her time on impeaching the president over baseless claims and talking about giving free health care to illegal immigrants and championing which bathroom we should use or which gender pronoun we should be using. I mean, come on. If you look, you know, this is a very stunning fact, and I'm going to tell you this because it's eye-opening. Over the last year, Nancy Pelosi and her district, Nancy Pelosi and her campaign has released over 381 press releases, okay?
Over 381 what? Excuse me, I didn't hear that, Deanna. What did you say?
I said they have released over 381 press releases. Are you hearing me?
No, I'm hearing you now, yeah.
And not a single one of them addressed the homelessness. Not a single one of them. They were all about talking about impeaching the president or LGBT issues or illegal immigrants. That's it. Those were her priorities.
How about just simple things in San Francisco where you and the speaker, like car break-ins, and that you have a district attorney now. He's the child of terrorists, and he's not prosecuting basically anyone unless they commit a murder. And so the answer to this epidemic of car break-ins and people having their windshield shattered is that they're gonna try to raise some kind of fund, like a GoFundMe page for people to repair their car windows with. I mean, this is everything I read out of San Francisco. It's crazier by the day.
Yeah, it is very sad, and yeah, because they have these quality, they call them quality of life crimes, and they won't prosecute someone for a burglary or for theft if it's under $1,000, which is crazy to me. You know, these are things, these are crimes that affect people's quality of life, and they should absolutely be prosecuted. And it is this lawlessness, this constant push for lawlessness, that creates disorder, that enables homelessness, that enables drug addicts on the streets. It's constant lawlessness, and that's why we need law and order. The Constitution works if we just enforce it. Law enforcement, ICE agents, they work if we just allow them to do their jobs. But sanctuary cities are going against the Constitution, and they're allowing people to just have free reign, which in turn endangers American citizens. Why are we having to put ourselves at risk when illegal immigrants are being preferred, are having special privileges? It's not right.
We're speaking to Deanna Lorraine, and she's the Republican candidate against, or is going to be the Republican candidate, apparently, against Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. What's your website, Deanna, if people want to find out more about your campaign?
Sure, it's DeannaForCongress.com. That's DeannaForCongress.com. Definitely, you can donate. We need a lot of donations because Nancy Pelosi is working with a war chest. But do check out my platform, For God, Family, and Country. These are the things that we need to bring back most in our country, and that is what's missing. And people tell me all the time that that's too bold of a campaign slogan to use for San Francisco. But you know what? I think that it's the areas that need it most that we should be talking about God, family, and uniting the country the most. Those are where the problems lie. And we all know the problems of San Francisco. It is a case study for the rest of the country if we continue to go down this path. And under my watch, I will never have it be swallowed by socialism.
What's the reaction you get from those high-tech millionaires that seem to dominate the political scene in San Francisco? I mean, they don't seem to care that they have to spend $3 million for a small condo, and then they walk out on the street and there's homeless people just sleeping there and feces and needles on the ground. I mean, they seem to be totally detached from the reality that most of us would find terribly... not worth even living in a place, let alone for a $3 million condo. What is their reaction when you talk about this, the need to clean up the city?
Well, you know, they're in agreement with it. I've talked to many of the homeless, and I've had conversations with them, and a lot of them say they're just one paycheck away from being on the streets. They didn't imagine themselves being homeless. A lot of them are runaways. A lot of them have just lost their job, and they just can't get back on their feet. So they're hungry for a change, believe me. And they know that most of them know that Nancy Pelosi is not doing her job. And the mayor, Mayor London Breed, is not doing her job of really getting these homeless back into housing and off of the street. It's just that they're ignoring or they're enabling.
In San Francisco, though, Deanna Lorraine, the middle class is basically gone now, right? I mean, of all races, the lower middle class is basically gone. It's just like some kind of feudal society where you have these multimillionaires, people who've made now money in high tech fortunes, and the people that are living on the streets. I mean, how does a Republican running on God and country prevail in this kind of I don't know what you call it, post-constitutional society?
Well, believe me, there's actually a lot more conservatives than you might think, and people that are moderate Democrats and independents who know that there needs to be change, that the present leadership is not working. And especially with Nancy Pelosi's recent antics, and the whole impeachment trial. A lot of people think that that's just, it's just too far to the left. It's gone too far. It's immature. It's lacking in priorities. And they don't want socialism. So the option at this point is either socialism or taking a chance on someone like me. Right now, I'm running against someone who's a very radical socialist. And, you know, and he actually stands a very good chance, but he keeps on criticizing Nancy Pelosi for not being far left enough. So it's talking common sense to people and showing them that the issues that they're fighting are the issues that I'm fighting. You know, we want lower housing rates. We want homeless off the streets, more people into jobs. We want people to be making more money. We want to restore the family unit. And we want unity. And if we just step aside the party preference of right or left, we actually have many of the same goals and issues that are fighting and that are affecting us. It's just that people are not, you know, as much as people like Bernie Sanders try to push the narrative that socialism is something that everybody wants and that it's becoming more popular, when you really look at people and talk to people and look at the numbers, there's a lot of rational people out there that don't believe socialism is the right thing for this country.
Would you like Donald Trump to come in and campaign for you in the fall?
Oh, heck yes, of course. I mean, he retweeted me today, and I think he's one step closer to having a rally with me. I would love that so much because that would show that he notices me and he sees me. And, you know, some things I've been doing are a little bold, especially for San Francisco. For instance, the last couple of days, I've been riding around in the huge mobile billboard truck with images and videos displaying all throughout the day for the last 4 days. On one side of the truck, I've got images and videos of Nancy Pelosi's failures, like homelessness, drugs, needles, feces, the poop map, Kate Steinle. You know, I've got all of those images playing on one side. And then on the other side, I have images of President Trump's accomplishments. And my soon-to-be, hopefully, future accomplishments and my vision for the district and for America. It's bright. It's positive. It's future-looking. It is, it's a story of a great American comeback. And it's a story of unity and pride in America. And on the other side is a story of depression and distress and hopelessness and homelessness. Which American story do we want to go down? And the more I drive around... You know, again, you'd be surprised at people's reactions. There's a lot of booing and a lot of rioting, but there's a lot of people that come out and say, you know, I got you. They're thumbs upping me, they're head nodding me, and they're waving.
Do you think you can get any endorsements from any of the 49ers? Some of them seem pretty conservative.
That would be pretty amazing.
All right.
I will work for that.
I can think of one in particular who went to Ohio State. He was a rookie last year. Deanna Lorraine, and give us your website one more time, your web address, if people want to. She's the Republican challenger to Nancy Pelosi. Give us your website, Deanna.
Yeah, please go to DeannaForCongress.com. That's DeannaForCongress.com. And definitely go to my Twitter because all the action's on my Twitter. It's at DeannaForCongress with the number 4 Congress. And again, that's DeannaForCongress. Follow me on Twitter. Lots of action and all the campaign updates. You can see pictures and videos of the mobile billboard truck riding around, the Pelosi for Prison banner that I've been flying around, and everything. So,
all right. Deanna Lorraine, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again. Thanks for being with us. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
As I said in your church, Rev, that sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
Yikes. Does he have any money for advertising in South Carolina? I don't think he does, or he has very little. Bernie is a wash, at least compared to Biden. And Steyer, I'm sure, is continuing to buy a lot of ad time. I think he's bought up a lot of ad time in the last few weeks. That's why he was up to third, or maybe, I guess he was second at one point. Maybe he's now at third. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And incidentally, there's stories this afternoon that Bloomberg, the avalanche of advertising, not just on broadcast media, but on social media as well. He's now spent over $500 million, and it's not paying off at all. We were just talking to Deanna Lorraine from the district that is represented by Nancy Pelosi. Apparently, there was an NPR poll earlier this week, National Public Radio in California, and Bernie has 36% in this poll to 5% for Bloomberg. 5%. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. By the way, your screener is very efficient and professional. I want to comment that there are no moderates on this Democrat field, in the field, because, Howie, they all stand for sanctuary cities, releasing dangerous, violent criminals, and they stand for failed government socialist health care. Just think about Venezuela. And by the way, Sleepy Joe obviously does not have both oars in the water.
Yeah. I know, and what are these threats that he keeps issuing? I mean, he issues more threats to various industries than even Bernie Sanders. You know, he's I'm coming after the guns. I'm coming after coal. We're going to put fossil fuels out of business. And what about, and by the way, speaking of, you know, the Democrat, how about Bernie Sanders? You know, where are you going to get all the money, Bernie? Did you hear, one of the things he said is, I'm going to sue the fossil fuel industries. That's how he's going to get the money. So, in other words, he's just going to basically steal the money. I mean, how is that going to provide money to heat our homes in the winter and to power air conditioning in the summer, not to mention provide energy for our automobiles and our trucks that provide us with all of the goods and food that we need? How is this all going to work out, Mark?
Yeah, it's simple. They will continue, the Democrats, to raise taxes, and people will continue to leave Democrat states because of the high property taxes and others' taxes. They don't care. They don't care. People will be hurt with high taxes.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Mark. John, you're next with Howie Carr. So Bernie isn't even a lawyer, but he wants to be the ambulance chaser in chief. Is he gonna? He should have a big billboard out. You want free stuff? Call 1-800-BERNIE. I got 10 million for my family. I can get some money for you too. I got a lot of opportunity.